Wake Up with Jim and Sab is exclusively on Spotify.
If you want to start your own podcast, check out anchor.fm.
And if you want to be notified when we have new episodes, click the follow button on Spotify. If I
slow down. Hello, you just have podcast. I have a new concoction.
What is it?
So do you notice that at night I'm busy doing stuff in the kitchen?
No, I don't notice.
You don't notice that?
Papatulog ako ng bata.
Well, anyway.
Mm-hmm. You mean late at night?
Late at night.
No.
So this is my parang elixir for acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, nakaka-good mood siya.
Okay.
So I get a jug. So I get my huge jug.
Okay.
And I fill it with… I put a green tea bag in it. And then I put hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Para maging tea siya.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put a knob of ginger. I grate it a bit. And then
A
knob of ginger. And then I grate it a bit.
Okay.
And then I drop the piso of ginger.
Okay.
The piso.
So it's not a knob anymore. It's a piso.
And then…
You mean a piece or a piso?
And then literally, a semi-squirt, a quasi-squirt.
Okay.
Of honey.
Okay.
And then… Wait, it's a ginger. And then Himalayan pink salt. A crack.
There's a lot of shit in there. Okay.
And then cayenne pepper.
Oh my gosh. When is this list gonna end?
And then 6 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar.
Oh, banduti. Banduti fruity. Okay.
And then I have that hot, you know, elixir at the bottom of my thing. So I give it 5 minutes. And I shake it a bit. And then I put in some…
Oh, shit. He's almost spilled his coffee.
I put in some ice and water. And then I put in the ref. And then the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I drink…
Oh, I didn't know
one
that.
…one whole liter. Yeah. You want to try it?
No fucking thank you.
Try it, man.
No thank you. Overnight apple cider vinegar? No thanks. If it's fresh, if it's hot… Yeah, okay.
Fresh and hot apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, I mean like kapag in our usual hot water tea thing.
Ah. It's pretty good actually. Mas masarap siyang malamig.
Does it taste more of ginger than apple cider?
Yes, it does.
Because I like ginger.
Try it. Promise.
Yeah.
Try mo na ngayon. Lige na. Lige na. Try mo na. Go.
Ah, I'm having my coffee. I'm having my salted caramel. Sorry, salted caramel.
Go. Quick lang. Go. So Sab is gonna go for it. She's going for it.
Alam mo yung peeve ko? Pag yung nilalagay mo sa insulated tumbler, tapos nilalagay mo sa ref. That is my peeve.
Hindi, kasi wala akong choice eh.
Bakit mo nilalagay
overnight
sa ref?
Overnight eh.
Pero bakit mo nilalagay sa ref?
Saan mo gusto ko ilagay?
Ilagay mo sa lalagyan, tapos lagay mo sa ref. Huwag mo ilagay sa insulated tumbler.
Dalawa yung lilinisin ko.
Well, that's just the way it goes. Because the ref will not penetrate the insulated tumbler.
I know. Alam ko naman yun eh.
Bakit mo nilalagay sa ref?
Ano gusto mo? Iwan ko lang sa labas.
Ah, pareho lang yun eh. Okay, now it's time. Ugh! Nantay, wala tayong tubig dito. Masarap!
See?
Masarap!
I told you!
Masarap.
So pwede ba pod kids, hashtag let pod dad cook.
I feel like it's good for the throat also.
It's good
because
for the throat.
Ginger.
Yeah. Pero ako… if you guys have acid reflux, I have really bad acid reflux. Doesn't help that we just opened a bar. Check out Big Fuzz.
the trigger.
And also we opened a coffee shop.
What is it in a cocktail that triggers your acid reflux?
Ang nakakatawa, I still don't.
You don't know.
I still don't
Maybe
know.
You should know. keep going. The big fuzz. Have the pod kids come over.
That's what I've been doing.
And then like, just, wag mo kasi ihalo. Hindi,
yun nga, yun na nga ginagawa ko eh. This week, like last week, lahat ng fuzz visits ko, gin. Like, okay, gin.
And
na.
That's what triggers it?
Yung nayari.
Feeling ko hindi gin itself, it's something that's mixed in it.
Okay, maybe people aren't, it's not as interesting as we think it
yeah,
is. Okay.
Maybe, anyway. Okay, let's talk about this off air.
I have God. One, I know, I just want to get some stuff off.
So yeah, while you're reading, while you're looking for it, I just finished Matthew Perry's audiobook.
It's so good, guys.
So good.
Sobrang ganda.
And then ang next yung sinart, and I'm almost finished na, Britney Spears.
I'm excited.
The Woman in Me.
By the way, guys.
Read by Michelle Williams.
Yun yung sobrang astig.
Yeah.
By the way, pod kids. Actually, pwede natin gawin ng Five Senses-ish.
Yeah, sige.
So I was planning to do it.
Obviously, ghostwritten, but still, you know, I believe that those are her actual thoughts.
Yeah.
Is that a diss? Me saying it's obviously ghostwritten? I can say that because based on her Instagram captions, it's ghostwritten, right? Like, come on. Okay. Pero ang ganda. I love Britney and I hope for the best for her. Okay, go.
So, ako, sabi, nakatawa, nakikit-kit ka.
I know. Audiobook? I know. So, I never really did.
Sobra talaga.
So, for me,
But of course, you, Sav, I just want to clarify, Sav is the one main reason that I'm reading like a nut.
Yeah. But I started audiobooks also, excuse me. Mm. Ano yung una nating audiobook, Jim? The Power of Now.
The Power of Now.
A cartoon. Na the mind, body.
There you go.
Hindi pa tayo parents.
Yeah.
The mind, the pain, body.
Nakakatawa. You know what? We've had that book and that audiobook. And I love it.
Mm.
I have never finished it.
Same.
Ang tagal na natin. And lagi ko tong piniplay, ha? As in, lagi.
But
as in,
it's good. It's
no. It's a good, ano, it's just, I think.
Rereadable siya.
It's honestly quite tiring kasi. Mm.
It's like a textbook. Not a sex book.
Labo.
I said textbook.
Ah, just, okay.
Like a school, I was gonna say school textbook.
Kasi, ako hindi naman ganun. For the pod kids who have no idea what we're talking about. So, Power of Now is by Eckhart Tolle. And, well, I started reading the book and then we got the Audible. Pero ang ganda ng concept niya talaga. It's like saying that the past does not exist. The future, the past doesn't exist because it's done.
It exists.
No.
Oh, really?
Right now. I mean, kumbaga, is it, can you touch it? Can you taste it? Can you feel it? Parang ganon.
Wala ka na mga gawa. So, hindi rin siya nag-exist.
It's not even, ang ganda lang na it's not as simple as…
I gotta reread it.
Yeah, and it's not as simple as wala ka na magagawa. I mean, dati pa naman, the past is the past. Oh. I know, but it goes beyond that. Eh. It's very very existential yung pagkaan niya. So,
it's like a self-help meditation vibes book.
Yeah, parang a better understanding of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Parang, lalo na if you're anxious like me, na laging future or always the past determines your feelings now.
Mm-hmm.
Ganun ako eh.
Mm,
and
yes.
The book helped me like remember na those two things don't even exist anymore. So why does it matter? So why, right now, let's say kumare, I say, kumare, I'll do the exercise now. I'll openly share.
Oh, go.
I woke up feeling shitty kasi I have may parang congestion na naman ako. And like I'm fucking worried because it's the holidays and I'm like fuck. And every time I get this since the start of COVID, hindi ko na natanggal yung trauma na konting ubo or whatever, I freak out and I'm like fuck. Like the whole plan is destroyed. So anyway, so now we're doing a podcast, right? I'm kind of feeling a bit, you know, and I'm kind of feeling like shit. So that's future. Like there's bits and pieces of me, like thinking of the holidays, and then there's also the past. Na fuck, dapat nag-antibiotics na ako nung 3 days ago. While we're talking,
yeah.
But because I'm very aware, because I'm now aware, because we're talking about it, and I remember, na, yeah, those things don't exist. Right now, I'm sitting in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're beautiful. No. You're funny. I'm enjoying our time together. And that's all that, that's what's happening. That's what exists right now. So I'll appreciate it more.
Oh, that's nice. Mm. That's great. And also, may I note, Tren, so I'm witness to this. If I'm sure that some of the pod kids, mga angstnatics natin dyan.
Mm.
Nakakatawa nung life coaching session ko, may mga angstnatics.
Love
yung, yung caller, my coach, she was like, it really helps me listen to Pod Dad's podcast. So if you don't know what we're talking about, it's Wake Up Less Anxious with Jim.
Mm.
And she said, mga angstnatics. And so I witnessed this. And most of the time, napaprolong yung parang bad juju ni Jim just because he thinks he's gonna get sick, but it never continues. He's just in a bad, like, state. I need to keep drinking water, and, like, you know, with his shoulders all hunched and getting so stressed about it. When most of the time, you know what? It's just the dry air from the aircon, you know, or something. And, you know, it's just you kulang ka lang ng tubig the day before and all of that. And I'm really happy that it's lessened. It has lessened.
But it's really because of ano.
Want more fun stuff outside our podcast? Come join our Podtron community.
You'll get access to exclusive content such as life coaching sessions, hangouts via Zoom, live podcast recordings, exclusive discounts, spontaneous live streams, and more.
Focus with me on our co-working sessions at Discord and let's be productive together.
Looking for career advice or fun recipes? Or do you just want to join in on our jamming sessions with Banjo and Vito?
Took you a while.
Talagang literally nag-jamming kami ni Banjo and Vito, and we stream it live. Anyway, subscribe to jimandsab.com for just $5 and you'll get access to all of these.
We also have a monthly life coaching session, like we said, via Zoom, where I talk to pod kids and give them advice. Yes, qualified life coach yarn.
And the best thing about this whole thing is 100% of our monthly proceeds go to our chosen beneficiaries in partnership with Cerebral Palsy Epilepsy Family Awareness and Support Group PH.
They are our heroes of the month, the children with special needs and their families. And this cause is especially close to our hearts because, well, you know why. So your subscription really means a lot to us.
We hope to see you on our next hangout. Nag-enjoy ka na, nakatulong ka pa.
Yay.
Love you. Thank you.
Thank you. The dry air from the aircon, you know, or something. And, you know, it's just, you kulang ka lang ng tubig the day before and all of that. And I'm really happy that it's lessened. It has lessened.
But it's really because of ano. Ganun talaga if you like, so to make it more relatable, parang for the pod kids there na hindi naman ganitong, you know, like if you freak out because of this, basically you have a trauma and you have a trigger, parang this book would really help you kasi it helps you see, like, ayun ganda lang eh, parang it's like kaya ka na natatawa kami na we haven't finished it but we love it. Because it's like a philosophy book talaga.
Yeah.
So, we
it
suggest…
It was your gateway drug to your meditation practice.
Actually, true.
It was.
So, ito. I'm going to read some stuff. So, I'm going to read our list of things we've read on Audible.
Okay. Right? Wait, are you going to expose me?
No. Okay.
Mga nandyan, One Fish, Two Fish by Dr. Seuss.
Actually, nakatawa. Nandun. We're going to read our list, okay? And then we're going to just give our quick feedback.
Okay.
So, parang… Bubudol namin kayo na mag-Audible.
I love Audible. Audible's, I wish we had an audible.com/JimandSab, but no. Sobrang ano, racist tayo nyo bigay sa Philippines yung mga affiliate links nyo. Charot.
Okay. So number one. Okay. Itong mga to, medyo matagal na ito. Ito hindi ito yung recent, ano, recent, ano ba tawag dito? Date. Ano ba ito? Downloaded. Yan. Okay. Ay.
Okay, while you're…
Sorry.
While you're looking for that. What was I gonna…
And then, sorry. Okay. Okay. So we have Why Not Me, Mindy Kaling.
Did I ever listen to that audiobook?
I don't know.
Because I read that book.
In the Country by Mia Alvar.
Oh, yeah. I read… So there was a time… sobrang ano, well, up to now, hindi ako, alam mo, sometimes Jim is shocked na I have the physical book of something and I have the audio book.
Yeah, yun yung shocking.
But you know what? It really helps kasi with my ADHD. Mm. It and it helps me, before, you know, before, kasi, so here's a little backgrounder, okay? I think I've always had ADHD, pero because of my trauma from the childbirth, you know, a painful childbirthing experience, all of that, na super nagana siya, intensify. So after I became a mom, so and maybe it's also, you know what they call mom brain, pregnancy brain, all of that. I don't really know, but I used to zoom through books all my life, right? Mm. And now I can't, I really can't. Mm. So it's some sort of crutch that I use when I do Audible and a book. And for me, hindi ako ashamed kasi number one, thankfully, I'm privileged enough to afford it. And two,
oh, torrent.
It's a learning thing. What am I, diba? Ano ako nagsusugal?
That's true. Diba? That is true.
I'm not even. And that this is no dig.
So true. I should do that. I should have that mindset.
Yes, and this is no dig at people who like buying designer items. You are free to do that, but me, this is my designer item. Mm. Okay, if I want to splurge on books, I will fucking splurge on books and audiobooks. Okay?
So, yeah.
Kanya-kanyang trip. Okay?
Yeah.
Pero kung ayaw mong gumastos ng audiobook, okay rin makinig ng brown noise sa YouTube for free.
Ako, hindi ba sobrang distracting yun na you're reading the book and then you're listening to the audiobook?
No, sometimes I… Okay,
that helps.
I'm…
Hindi rin. Wait, teka.
Sometimes, wala ako pagkatawanan. Sometimes, naka 1.5 yung audiobook kasi natatagalan ako.
Oh my God. Ito, may mga… I'm gonna expose you.
What?
May mga times na si Sab, she has a… she has a Kindle na nakakabit sa something na may point clicker pa siya while lying in bed.
And
nagdu-duolingo siya sa phone niya.
That's my French lessons.
Or sometimes, may nagpiplay pa na reality show.
Usually, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Wild. Ako naman, nakakatawa. Yung difference ko is, yung sa atin, this is how my brain works. While I'm reading a book, and let's say, you know how that happens? Like sometimes you're reading a page, and you just can't.
Oh yeah.
Especially if it's fiction.
Yung paulit-ulit lang yung sentence.
Paulit-ulit lang binabasa. And then, okay. Babalik ka na naman sa top of the page. And then like, okay, game na. Mm. And then biglang, tik-tik-tik-tik-tik. Ano yung oras yung school ng boys tomorrow? Yeah. Ganun, boom, wala na naman.
Yeah.
Ako, I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Hala.
Yeah.
Ganun.
Ano nangyari sa akin? May ADHD ate ako or something.
So anyway, I won't read these older ones na lang. Pero, dami pala.
What made me finish Matthew Perry's audiobook was my 2.5-hour ride to Shang Mall.
Grabe guys, ganda talaga. I think yung beauty rin, ang bet ko ngayon sa Audible, kung mabubudol ko man kayo, it's get autobiographies.
Oh yeah, I love it.
Kasi it's fun eh. It's easy. Nahirapan ako honestly sa non-fiction and yung mga self-help books.
Oh yeah, I can't rin. Kasi kailangan ko makita. Tapos kailangan ko
mag-notes. You need to highlight. You need to do notes. And I don't, honestly, I don't have time to quote-unquote study.
I like autobiographies. That's my favorite.
Autobiographies are the best. So let's, why don't we stick to the autobiographies? Like, these are the ones I've listened to recently. We have listened to Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins.
Ano yun?
This was really fun and fair.
That was you?
Yeah. Ito yung
Because we shared, why do we share our, ano?
I have no idea.
Amazon, ano. Anyway, okay, go.
Si Sab would parang narinig niya at ni Vito yung piniplay ko habang nagjo-gym. And it's like mga, these motherfuckers never know. Ganun yung David Goggins eh. Okay. She's like a Navy SEAL, whatever.
You told me about that.
Yeah. Outlive by Peter Attia. I just finished that also. Ang ganda niya.
Audiobook mo siya pinakinggan.
Ah, pero hindi pala. Ano ba? I'll stick to autobiographies?
Hindi. Go ahead. Just go down the line.
Getting Things Done by David Allen.
This is hard. I would not
hirap.
Listen to this on audiobook.
Sobrang hindi. Mali.
Because we read this.
Yeah, we read it.
Yeah. But I never listened to the audiobook because it's like, I can't. Like, I need to write things
autobiographies
down.
Na lang para hindi na nakakalito.
Okay.
Modern
Romance.
Yeah.
Aziz Ansari.
The Ride of a Lifetime, Bob Iger. Wale.
Ah, talaga?
Sobrang
siya
wali.
Siya nagsulat niyan?
See, he had a writer, okay, most probably. Pero wali.
I never read that.
Dude, like, ang dami-dami kwento sa buhay mo. Baduy mo.
Yeah.
Lalo na ngayon, with all the shit he's doing. Mm-hmm. Baduy niya. Paano niya binaboy yung Marvel?
I bet he's not even involved.
Nee, nakakatawa. Kaya nga na, ano diba, the whole strike thing. Anyway, Michelle Obama, did you finish that?
No, I just downloaded that.
Ah, kaya pala. Yeah. Okay.
Where the Crawdads Sing, ako, I read that.
Grabe, sabi yung mag-iba talaga tayo.
That's, why?
Kasi ikaw, like ako personally, like there are books and audiobooks that I would like, oh my God, I want to get this na.
Mm.
But I have to finish this one before I buy a new one.
No, kasi I had, nakita ko kasi may credits ako. So sa Audible, sobra para tong ad ng Audible. Ah. Inis ah.
Inan nyo, Audible. Inan nyo.
Suck my Audible. Tagal ko pinag-isipan yun.
So, I have a confession.
Oh.
I'm currently listening to...
I can't believe it. I saw that on my, when I refreshed. I was like, what the heck?
Elon Musk.
But you know, it's not an autobiography.
It is not. But you know why? You know why? Kasi ito si Walter Isaacson. I love how he wrote the Steve Jobs one.
Mm.
I was like curious lang. Kasi yung kay Steve Jobs wasn't like, it didn't make him seem like some prophet.
Mm.
It was great writing. So ito, kasi I really don't know anything about Elon Musk.
Pero ano yung timeline yan? Is that recent? Kasama recent. Ba yung pagkaano niya?
Ah, wala pa yung anti-Semitism shit.
Pero grabe na lang talaga ngayon. So, ano?
Pero ano ah, grabe. Pero tingnan mo sabi. Tingnan mo, sorry. Before we end?
Dami pa nito eh.
Well, ano na.
Okay.
Crying
in H Mart by Michelle Zauner. Love.
Before we end. Grabe. Once again, yung theory namin ni Sab. What makes horrible people? Bad parenting.
So may bad parents siya.
Oh, grabe yung father niya. As in like, ano talaga? Be abused. And bullying. Bullying. As a kid kasi, he, ano eh, parang, I think he admits na he was, ano, parang nasa spectrum siya.
Mm.
So parang at an early age, he couldn't connect with kids.
Mm.
So parang one time, he was so smart, right?
Mm.
So parang binugbog siya ng kids.
Oh, no.
As in like, pummeled, like, hospital na until now, parang something like,
oh my gosh.
It took 20 years na of constant treatment, whatever. And as soon as his dad arrived at the hospital, sinisigawan daw siya. Sinisigawan siya na, parang ganun.
Parang you didn't stick up for yourself, ganun?
No, parang, yeah, parang it's your fault.
What a jerk. And I think I will end with these powerful words.
Mm.
Powerful words. I mean, when you don't give your child the power to choose, like when you're always dictating to them what to do, what they should be feeling, that renders them completely powerless.
Mm.
And that's what makes them grow into men and women who are always searching for power and are never satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually what the horrible people who run this world are, what's behind their, what's driving them to make the worst decisions, because they just need power. Because they never felt the power when they were kids. So if you're a parent and you're watching this, or you're gonna become a parent, please make sure, give your kids a choice. Like, even if you want them to do something, that's our trick here at home. Like, okay, do you want to do this or this? But it's like both of the things that, we want them to do. But it gives them, that sense of choice and that power. And sometimes we give them like, okay, it's Vito's call, it's Pancho's call, or whatever you want to play today. Let's do it. So that's for our parenting podcast.
Nice.
Bye.
Bye. We back
on Meta.
We back.
J
Join the new official group for AfterPod Kwentuhans at bit.ly/podkidsafterparty.
Also, we always love hearing what you guys think. So share your stories and tag us on Instagram at Wake Up with Jim and Sab, at Jim Bacaro, and at Sab Magalona.